We're here today to support a national campaign that's being run by the Chief Fire Officers Association regarding motorway safety. It's about road safety, road awareness, not only driving safely and not using your mobile phone and not drinking and driving, but also about knowing where you are if you should need to call the emergency services. We do have a number of issues where people call us to ask for our assistance, and they've either been following the sat nav or not really concentrating on their journey, and they're not really sure where they are.
You're talking about road safety as well, not just that particular issue, but also just the wider issue of being more aware on the roads, not doing things that could actually cause harm in the end. There's two campaigns, though. There's two different campaigns. One is one that's to be launched in Hertfordshire shortly, and one is one that's been going on for a while. I remember going to a presentation at Welland Garden City where students were talked to at length about the various dangers on the roads, and you had emergency service workers that were talking about their personal experiences. A very effective talk. Talk to me about the two separate campaigns.
Okay, the campaign you were just referring to is called Learn to Live, and it's a very hard-hitting campaign that we've borrowed from another fire and rescue service who've trialled it, and it's very, very effective. And it does, like you say, involve getting a number of casualties, emergency services personnel, families of people who have been killed or seriously injured, and actually getting them to stand on stage in front of an audience with no distractions. There's no flashing lights or music, and just it's almost like a one-to-one talk with the students to make them realise the impact and the consequences that these accidents have on people.
And there is this other campaign that's to be launched in the county. It's been going on elsewhere, and it focuses more on the bad habits that people pick up when they're learning to drive. And there's a particular group of people to blame for this. It's parents, isn't it? The parents think they know best, and often they do. But when they're teaching their kids to drive, these kids are picking up their bad habits, and potentially that's unsafe for their kids in the future.
Absolutely, that can happen. And we know in these days of financial hardship, people are cutting back on spending and perhaps doing a little bit of self-tuition. And it's only natural that people do pick up these bad habits. Now, statistically, it's the 17 to 21-year-olds that are having the accidents. They are the new drivers. So we are working closely with driving schools, with the local DVLA and driving instructing agencies in terms of giving students their input as soon as they step inside the car. Instead of them having to learn how to control the car, pass the test, and then pick up these safety tips. We're trying to get these safety tips embedded into their learning whilst they're driving.
I think people forget firefighters have a vast array of tasks that they do every day. A small part of it is just putting fires out. Obviously, you're a rescue service as well. You go out to road traffic collisions. But then a big part of what you're doing is it's education, it's awareness. You've been doing that for a long time. How has it been going over the years? I mean, are we heading in a direction where what you're doing will have a direct connection with a reduction in the number of deaths on Hertfordshire's roads?
Absolutely. Like you say, we spend a lot of time and money and resources in educating people in numerous different areas, whether it's fire safety, you know, home safety checks, smoke alarms and escape plans, to road safety. We've started to diversify recently into animal rescue and chemical incidents. And so there's a huge amount of skills that we do need to carry along with us every day. The education that we are giving to people is having an effect. We're sure it's having an effect. The national statistics came out only a few days ago, and arson is down, residential property fires are down, road traffic collisions are driving down as well. So whether that's a direct impact of the work we're doing, we hope so, because we are working very hard to try and make that reduction.